I think it was just the 10 points on top of what would have had already happened. It just ramps up one level each time.
Were you guys getting an incomplete reading of the car? Is that how I understand it?
No, that's a complete misunderstanding. We were not getting an incomplete reading what we failed. The times we failed it were 100% data. They might be saying that, but it's not the case.
They were saying that they were kind of bringing up the inconsistent thing and saying that it was partly the equipment. Can you dispute that?
Of course they are going to say that, but we had 20 people make it through on their first attempt, and multiple people, you know, saying how consistent the rear wheel alignment was versus our equipment last year. The only comments I had today on the rear wheel alignment part was positive comments, not negative comments. We ended up with one, and all I can say is I feel like we did our job.
Brad Keselowski suggested there's some sort of like a way that you guys can turn up the tolerances or something like that. Are you starting them back and with plans to increase them as the season goes on, or is what they have now what it will be for the rest of the year?
I'm not exactly sure what the question is.
So it sounded like what he was saying was there'll be more tolerances to start the year, and as the season goes on, it could tighten up.
We can elect to do that, but that's certainly not in the plan. We feel like the tolerance that we have set for both the body and the rear wheel alignment are the tolerances that will provide us all with a level playing field and keep the competition where it needs to be. So we don't really want to, you know, we don't foresee making it any harder for them to get through. That's not in the works right now.
Is this something that they could readily fix, you know, from a measurement standpoint and come back through? And secondly, we knew we were going to hear things like this, but are they at a disadvantage putting their car in a truck and coming all the way from Denver?
I don't, you know, I mean, our equipment works in Atlanta and it works in Las Vegas and it works in California, so there's no real reason why their equipment shouldn't work in those same circumstances. And as far as hauling it out here on a truck, no, I don't believe that has anything to do with it, simply because we scan cars before they go on the track and after they go on the track, and certainly going around the track at 200 miles an hour puts a lot more wear and tear on the car than hauling it across the country in a trailer. So I don't believe that has anything to do with it, no.
What does it say about the new inspection system that we have only one, not making a lap and failing it, instead of, say, 16 like we had a few years ago?
Well, we are very happy with the results, both from Daytona and from here. You know, it's unfortunate that we're standing here talking about somebody not making it through inspection, but you know, everybody else made it out there like no problem at all, like with time to spare. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Do you feel like that the threat of losing points or crew members is finally kind of something that will motivate?
Well, I mean, I believe so, and I also believe that now that we have the equipment and it's much more, you know, it's much more data driven than it is, you know, the old template blocks and someone's interpretation of how they could get through that. This is hard data and it's pretty hard to dispute. So there's no real way to kind of fake your way through there.
Scott, just to clarify the penalty. So after the third failure, one crew member, you have the discretion of suspending it. It's not the crew chief. It can be anybody else.
It could be. I mean, depending on so. It basically says crew member, so that can be from top to bottom. We could do the crew chief down to, you know, a mechanic. It's just, you know, that's our discretion.
And the fourth failure is not necessarily another suspension. You guys can do that. But
it starts to ramp up into points after on the fourth time, yeah.
Will you tell teams, like, hey, just so you guys know, actually, you kind of gave us too much. You have room to do more, or is that just up to them to figure that out?
I'm sorry. Again, sorry.
So, like, if they go through and they're too conservative,
yeah,
and like, will they know that? Will you tell them that? Like, you actually had some more room here, or is that up to them to figure out how much they can do?
Well, they see. I mean, we haven't given them the body scan data yet. That's kind of, you know, probably in the works for down the road as far as them actually going away with their scans, but they do look at the scan standing over there, so it's quite apparent where they're good and where they're not good. So it's kind of up to them to figure that out.
Is there anything wrong with the side skirt?
Side skirt wasn't anything. No, wasn't any issue.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.